Nominations for the 2026 Peterborough municipal election officially opened at 8:30 a.m. on Friday, May the 1st. Three candidates threw their hats in the ring on Friday, alongside another on Monday morning. CFFF spent Friday at Peterborough City Council talking to candidates about their platforms, experience, and visions for municipal governance in Peterborough. First to file was Michael Eamon, Trent University history professor and principal of Catherine Parr Trail College. Eamon spoke about his broad skill set stemming from a diverse professional background and his desire for a more unified city council, which will better serve the will of Peterborough's citizens.
Yeah, I'm running because Peterborough, well, I can bring to Peterborough a skill set that I think is desperately needed at this time. You know, I've been a public servant almost all my life, working to help people in various government settings. And I feel right now there are some impasses, some major challenges, complexities that require somebody who understands how government works, how negotiation is needed, how compassion is also needed, but how consensus building is the new leadership. And I believe that consensus building is the new leadership, and that's what I can bring to this. I think the biggest goal is making sure that we have a vision for the city, and a vision for now, a vision where everybody is rowing in the same direction. That means council, city staff, we're all aiming at the same direction, but at the same time, a vision that doesn't look inward but looks outward for what's going to happen in 5, 10, 15 years. There's a lot of big projects that are floating around out there, and I think Peterborough's ready to be a player in these, but we need to be ready for the future as well, which is a funny thing for a guy who trained in history to say.
Shortly after Eamon, Trent University alum Rebecca Shillamat submitted her nomination to be mayor. Shillamat has a background in realty and has served on the board of Peterborough Folk Festival and the Peterborough and Kawartha's Chamber of Commerce. Here's what she had to say to CFFF.
I think that we need more collaboration and communication. We need to bring respect back to council chambers. So, you know, it's really hard to teach my kids that they need to be nice with other kids and things at school when this is the example they get watching council meetings. So we need to bring back that good communication and respect.
So there's a strong slate of candidates emerging, and everyone seems to have a lot of very strong held convictions. What do you think it is that sets you apart from the other mayoral candidates?
I am younger than them all. I really am looking at what is going to make this a good community for my kids and hopefully grandkids in the future. Like, we can't make decisions on a one-year budget cycle or a four-year council cycle. It is the most frustrating thing looking at other levels of government, like how often they make a decision before an election because it's good to get them votes. That doesn't help the community as a whole in the long run. So looking at what we need to do right now, as well as how that will affect the community in 10, 20, or 50 years.
The final mayoral nominee of Friday was longtime councillor Keith Riel. Riel, who is the incumbent councillor for Ashburnham, cited his 17 years of council experience and his passion as driving motivations for his campaign. And he laid out a clear vision of transparency and accountability for his prospective government.
I have always prepared myself for the job at hand, whether it was where I was working at General Electric, and even with this here, before I even ran for council, I was on the Committee of Adjustment, because half of the job has to do with planning. So I was on there for 4 years, so I prepared myself for it. So I've got 16 years of experience as a municipal politician. I've sat in every board except police and ORCA. I've chaired most of those boards. So I'm going to put that experience to, as I'm running for mayor. I'm ready to go day one. This is no casting, no aspersion on anybody else that's running. That's immaterial to me. I'm ready to go day one. I know what the city needs to move it forward, and that's what I'm prepared to do on day one.
Riel, who is currently co-chair of Housing and Homelessness, also emphasized his desire to do more to address the housing crisis in Peterborough.
Look what happened in the winter here when we had these really cold days. Here we are scrambling to get a shelter for people that are out in the cold. It's just by a blessing that more people die from the elements. So certainly that is not going to happen under my watch. I think there's always a cost associated with it, but we need to do more. This problem isn't going to go away. It's a worldwide issue. It's a nation issue. It's a province issue. It's been downloaded to us. So unfortunately or fortunately, we have a job to do, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Riel was not the only familiar face on Friday. Monaghan Ward Councillor Matt Crowley was the first incumbent of the day to submit himself for re-election and spoke to CFFF about his hopes for a hypothetical second term.
I think that the last 4 years have proved that I can work with just about anybody on any project. You know, coming from the private sector and being with a private company for as long as I have been, you learn to work with a team and different personalities. So, yeah, I can work with anybody on anything, and I'm looking forward to working with whoever is the new mayor, should we have a new mayor. There's a few things that I want to keep working on, like, I realized pretty quickly when I came on board in 2022 that I didn't realize how broken the city was, and, there was a lot of, infrastructure that had been deferred. There was, costs downloaded to the municipality. Mm-hmm. Growth didn't always sort of keep pace. I think it's more or less trying to keep the city moving into the future, preparing for the future. Mm-hmm. And the last few years have been really focused on that, park redevelopment, infrastructure, repair, housing, working to maintain sort of some of the programs that we have in the city and, build some of them up.
Town Ward Councillors Joy LaChica and Alex Burke will also defend their seats in the 2026 election. Both incumbents arrived together and filed their paperwork one after another.
I'm just thrilled to be here this morning. The sun has just come out, and I'm humbled by the opportunity to file my papers to run for a second term of City Council. Ward 3, Town Ward. I love it. I live here, raising my family here, and I've really enjoyed and appreciated the relationships that I've built with agencies and constituents and businesses over these 4 years. And we've just begun to move the needle, and it's not about how fast always, but how well we make systemic changes and address those systemic changes, and that in the end they're sustainable and lasting.
I'm just grateful to be able to have a chance to represent the city for another 4 years. It's been such an incredible experience to sort of understand things from this side of the fence, and I can't imagine a scenario of me not continuing to do this work, the work that Joy and I have done for so long for this past term. This is just part of the journey. It's a continuation of what has always been the impetus for me doing this, is I love this community. I feel a part of it. I feel connected to it. And I really want to be part of making things better and moving things forward here.
Running against Burke and LaChica is Jess Coolmorgan Hill, a newcomer to municipal politics.
We have a very heavy need for healthcare support, including mental health and addictions. I also feel very strongly about geared-to-income and rent-to-income housing and affordability. I feel there's been quite a bit of error made in the numbers used to compare and to get their figures to be able to deem what is affordable. The Canadian Mortgage Housing Corporation has a very, very slim view of which numbers they actually use to make those figures, and everyone relies on them to make their decisions municipally. And I think it would be important to possibly start taking our own numbers locally and actually get a real temperature check of what's going on. Professionally, I have mostly worked menial frontline jobs. I don't have much of a post-secondary education. I'm high school educated, but I do have some post-secondary in addictions and counseling. I have volunteered extensively throughout the city over the years. I have a lot of personal experience in the health field and in the addictions field, and oddly enough, as well as the animal welfare field. So I think my life experience overall, my body of existence, is definitely going to speak it for itself.
Also running for the first time is Phil Joliker, a self-employed marketing consultant from Northcrest Ward.
I'm really hoping to get more youth involved. I know it's it's an ambitious goal because, you know, with provincial, municipal, and federal, it's really hard to get the youth involved with voting. This is our city, and it's going to be their city for the next 10, 20 years, and the decisions we're going to be making moving forward are really going to affect them, and my kids included. So I'm really hoping to get more youth involved and get the younger vote out, and just, you know, make Peterborough as beautiful as I know it is and feel as beautiful as it is. Something that drives me crazy is the split vote always, and it always seems to be the same. I can't put myself in the shoes of any of the current city councilors, so I don't know what those relationships are, but I'm hoping to build positive relationships within city council, within the county, within the people that we serve, to really hear and bring the opinions and the decisions to one table and work collaboratively just to make the city of Peterborough, like I said, as beautiful as I feel and know it is.
The final candidate to submit on Friday was Chris Potter, who is running for council in Otonabee Ward.
I've talked to a lot of people already in the ward, and the thing I consistently hear is people want change. They're unhappy with the way things are going. They're unhappy that the decisions that keep getting made in this building aren't reflective of how they feel and what they see. Roads need work. People need roofs over their heads. People need food. We need to make some changes. The rest will be in my platform.
On Monday morning, Neil Morton, son of Trent Professor Emeritus Dr. Patricia Morton, filed his paperwork as the fourth nominee to be Peterborough's mayor. Morton, surrounded by a gaggle of supporters, spoke to media about his desire to decrease the tax burden on middle-class residents and to create a council in which Peterboroughans feel, quote-unquote, heard.
It just feels like a natural progression of where I'm at this stage in my life and what Peterborough means to me, natural evolution. And, you know, I live and breathe Peterborough. I believe in this city. I love this city. And I know a lot of other people love the city too, and they want to see more for it right now. And I'm going to help take us next level. And a lot of people are behind me on this already. And I want everyone, all the people in Peterborough, to step up and help me take this to the next level. I don't want people, taxpayers, to feel gouged at all. They have to feel like they're getting bang for their buck, and I want taxpayers to feel like they're getting a bigger slice of the pie as opposed to a smaller slice of the pie. It shouldn't feel like a punishment at all. So the goal is, with taxation, it is just inflationary at this point. I mean, that's what we're considering and looking into.
So you're talking about things like, you know, downtown revitalization. Mm-hmm. It strikes me that things like that cost money, but you're also talking about reducing the tax burden on Peterborough citizens. How do you square reducing the tax burden with actually, like, keeping your promises during your mayoral tenure?
Great question. We're going to be attracting a lot more business to Peterborough. I'm going to be a big part of that, is showcasing bringing more residential development here, more business here, retaining the businesses we do have, which a lot of them aren't necessarily completely happy with their situation, and I want to show them the love. So I think retention is equally as important as attraction as well.
In addition to Morton and those who had already submitted their nominations on Friday, Ashburnham Ward incumbent Gary Baldwin submitted himself for re-election on Monday afternoon. Nominations will remain open by appointment with the clerk's office until Friday, August 21st, 2026, at 2 p.m. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.